Hi, guys, and welcome back to the end of week three in our Man Church race plan, trying to find a groove for your life in these 30 days. Today, we're going to have a little bit of a wrap-up that talked about the last 2 days. We've talked a little bit about contentment. We started in this thing of contentment and trying to look at the difference between a climber and someone who's a comfort seeker. And so the climber, if you get the picture of the kind of person we're talking about, many of us fit this role where we're constantly having to have the next step, having to have the next thing. We're just never contented with where we're at to the degree that we're willing to use anybody and everybody to get where we want to be. But then you got the other end of this extreme. And in this extreme, what we find is often we find comfort seekers. And I'm not referring to positions here, guys. I'm talking about our personal development, our spiritual development, our family development, our leadership development. And so today, let's take a look at how we could be contented with Christ. How do we find contentment through Christ? And so let's jump in today and talk about what it is to lead and develop with a contented spirit. And I would argue that it's all about having this mythical balance in our life, balance between being a climber and a comfort seeker. So the key to contentment, guys, lies in our discovering the balance between being humanly driven and hesitantly lazy, irreverently restless and irresistibly immovable, selfishly performance motivated, and sadly maintenance motivated. So let's look at it a little differently with a nautical theme. Let's say you're in a rowboat on the open sea trying to get back to shore. You row and you row and you row. And as you do this, then you eventually get a little closer to shore, but not quite. You're depending completely on your own power, which is limited by your own strength and your knowledge of the craft in the water. Now imagine yourself in the same spot, but instead of a rowboat, you have a powerful sailboat. Your course is now set by the wind, which has much more power than you and never gets tired. You simply sit back and trust the wind to take you into shore much more quickly than you'd ever get there rowing. You see, the climber and the comfort seeker rely on the rowboat approach to contentment, working hard to accomplish little. The contented leader, the contented man who is pleased and gracious and grateful for being contented in Christ, turns instead to the sailboat approach, letting the wind, God's power, drive them forward so they can remain fixed on their calling without expending unnecessary energy. Guys, being God-driven and enables us to be fulfilled, focused, and kingdom motivated. So how can we be set free from our limited human power? That's a great question, isn't it? I mean, the contented leader, the contented man moving forward in his life, finding his groove, finding in his race plan, the ability to recognize that he's set free by surrender. That's right. Set free by surrender. Surrender of our rights and surrender of our will. Now, over in the book of Job, we find that Eliphaz the Temanite, thinking Job had become a wicked man, offered this truthful advice, albeit in the wrong spirit. And here's what he said in Job 22:21. Submit to God and be at peace with him. And in this way, prosperity, think about this now, guys, don't miss this, prosperity will come to you. Now, okay, we look at that and think, okay, maybe he missed the mark. But we do find in Scripture over and over again where obedience and blessing, they're like hand in glove. Over in the New Testament, James quoted Solomon when making his point about submission and surrender. First, he mentions Proverbs 3:34, where it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Then he takes the idea a little bit further in James chapter 4, verse 7, where he says, submit yourselves then to God. You see, to him, it's an obvious conclusion to draw. Surrender and submit aren't easy words to swallow for most of us, are they? They're not the things that we look to about being contented, about being surrendered, about being willing to be grateful and have this sense in our heart of gratitude for what the Lord has already given us. Now, you know, surrender, submission, I mean, these aren't These aren't easy, especially in today's me first, look out for number one culture. The contented man, the contented leader, recognizes the simple need to give up without a fight. It's really just following the example of Jesus, who set aside his own ambitions for God's, praying in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26:39, not as I will, but as you will. Now, here's an interesting side note. Jesus prayed this prayer more than once. Often we think it's one time. He first prayed it here in verse 39 and then again in verse 42. And in Matthew 26:44, doesn't just give us a direct quote, but tells us that he prayed a third time saying the same thing. Jesus was at the crux of his calling, ready to accept that all that God had for him, and he still had to submit over and over again. The conclusion to be drawn, guys, is that you cannot submit once and be done in your life. It's like saying, I did something wonderful for the Lord today and then put it on cruise control. This is a day-by-day, step-by-step, hour-by-hour decision that we make. Guys, if submission was a recurring action for Jesus, how much more so does it need to be for us? You see, guys, the contented man finding his groove and his race plan to live all that God has him to live has achieved contentment by submitting to God's authority and his will. Instead of fighting God and saying, thanks for the suggestion, God, but I have this under control. Guys, the contented man simply models his Savior and says, not my will, but yours be done. My friend, listen, as you wrap up week three today, ask yourself this one question. What is it that I need to surrender to? What is it I need to submit to? And I'll promise you there's something in your life that is waiting for you to surrender. And when you do, I can't wait to hear the blessing that comes on the other side. Guys, it's been a good week three. I'll see you as we kick off the last and final week in a few days. Bye now.